Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends. This is the Reverend Jack Denson coming to you again from the studios of WWIC in Scottsboro, Alabama. You know, I represent the Scottsboro Holiness Church and, of course, many other churches that I feel at home at. And I know that they look for me to mention those churches. We've got many good churches around in this area, and I appreciate it. And I want to tell you how much I appreciate your offerings and what you have sent in to me to keep me going. That's the only thing that's got me going this morning, is somebody surely obeyed the Lord. And so far, I've been able to stay on. But it gets to looking sometimes like it will be the last. But I keep a hearing that people intend to help me. And I hope that you will to keep this on, because I can see that it's a doing good. I'm a getting calls. I'm getting a word from people how they appreciate what I'm doing. Because there's lots of mothers and fathers at home that's listening to this that don't come to church. And I hope today that you will listen at this morning, because I want to talk to you this morning concerning the good things of the Lord. Last Sunday I told you the bad things about what the devil does to destroy folk. What's going to cause them to go to torment? Well, today I'm going to tell you what's going to cause you to go to heaven. I'm going to tell you how you know them that'll go to heaven. And that's the good part about it this morning. Now, last Sunday morning, the announcer missed some of my beginning on the tape of the things that I said that I appreciate what you're doing. But maybe that this time that he won't let it go by. Maybe he'll get it on there. I hope so. But now then, this morning I want to talk to you, and I want you to realize, brethren, that this is a spiritual way. He said, the hour is coming, now is, that the true worshiper must worship in the spirit and in the truth. Well, we know that these many spirits going out into the land because John told us they had. But how many people today that we've got that we know is really telling the truth, friends? That's the main part about it. If I knowed I wasn't telling you the truth this morning, I'd close my Bible and I never opened again. But I'm not skipping from here to yonder to try to justify myself. I'm trying to use the scriptures that a lot of people won't use, and I'm telling you it's there. I want you to know there's a whole lot in this Word of God that isn't be gotten out, but it's going to take the wisdom, it's going to take the knowledge from God to get it out. And it's going to take a man that's been ordained, been born of God, filled with the Holy Ghost to get it out, since anybody can't do it. And I thank God today because it's that way. Now listen, these people are saying, you know, that speaking in tongues went down with the apostle and the Holy Ghost. You can be saved if you just want to repent. You're saved. Oh, let me tell you, friends, what the Word of God, he said, the promise was unto you and to your children and them as far off as many as the Lord thy God shall call. All right, then, it's to you and your children and the minute he's going to call. So it hadn't went down. No, it's still a coming down. But now I want you to listen here as I read. Bring forth therefore fruit, meet for repentance. You people out there that are trying to come to God and seek God, you've got to bring some fruit. Yes, you have. Well, what is the fruit of repentance? All right, it's a turning and walking away from those sinful things you're doing. That's what it is. If you're cussing, you'll quit it. If you're lying, you'll quit it. If you're stealing, you'll quit it. If you're committing adultery, you'll quit it. That's what laying them down. When you lay them down and people begin to see you laying them down, that's proof, friends, that you're returning toward the face of God. That's what it is. All right, now listen. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father, for I say unto you that God is able with these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Well, and he told us one time, if we didn't praise him, the stone would cry out. So I'd ache for a stone, God bless your heart, to begin to cry out beside of me, brother, to the Lord. I don't know how you'd feel, but I know how I'd feel. I'd feel so guilty, I guess I'd try to crawl in a hole if I could find one. How many of you today are trying to praise God? Now listen. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the tree. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth, good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Now then, friend, he has represented me and you as tree. He's made this parable, or called us, and they're trying to show us what kind of people that we are here on earth. We're just like a tree. That's right, it bringeth forth fruit. But if we bring not forth fruit, but then we're hewn down and cast into the fire. But listen, what he said. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This, brother, is something that God wrote. Jesus wrote it. I didn't read it. So it's just like he said it was. So we got to live by that. Whether you think we ought to or what you think or not, it don't make no difference but what man thinks. It's what the Bible says. But oh, that's true. Now let's think about it. I want to go back on over here. This is in Matthew. I read to you from the 3rd chapter. I'm going to the 8th chapter now. And I want you to listen to this. Beware of false prophets, which come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raven wolves. How are you going to know? On the outside, they're real good. Oh, yes. You can't tell them from nobody else. But their heart, friends, is not right. No, it's not. That's where Jesus comes in, is the heart. You can't see in there. No. But listen to what he says. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. That's what I told you last Sunday. Brother, the devil brings forth corrupt fruit. He brings forth sin, evil, and all that kind of stuff. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. That's right. A man that has not got the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, he cannot bring forth this fruit that you're talking about because this is spiritual fruit. This is not natural fruit. This is spiritual fruit. That is what appears in your life while you live here on earth. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. All right then, we've got an answer, haven't we? Jesus said that. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Well, it ain't no trouble, friend. God bless your heart to tell who is a child of God. No, it's not no trouble to tell. By the fruits you shall know them. That's what he said. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Well, why is it today that so many people? Why is it that so many people are saying, Lord, Lord, and are saying, brother, what they're going to do when they get to heaven? And, oh, how they're waiting on him, and they're wishing he'd come, and all these kind of things. But, brother, are they bearing any fruit? Is there any fruit in their life? That's how you know them? No. Why, bless your heart, brother. I'm going to tell you this morning. A man that's a bad fruit, a man that claims to be a Christian, and he wants to swear and cuss, he wants to commit adultery, he's ready to fight if you cross him, that man is not bringing forth spiritual fruit. He's bringing forth the fruit from the devil. That's what he's doing. It ain't no trouble to know him. No, it ain't. So listen now. Let's just think about that. I want to go on over here, and I want to read to you again. This is the 13th chapter of St. Luke. He spake also these parables. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of this vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cometh it the ground? In other words, why worry about digging and begging and a pleading on earth. That's what he's talking about. But in other words, spiritually, let me put it this way. He said, cut it down. Why fool with it any longer? That's just about what he said. But the old Benjamin in there that had saw that old tree bring fruit before, he was hoping it would bring some more. And he answered and said unto the Lord, let it alone this year till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. In other words, Lord, if you let's just let it stand another year. And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll pray for that old tree. I'll talk to that old tree. I'll beg that old tree. I'll do everything I can for that old tree. I'll try to get it to see where, brother, it's a missing. I'll try to get it to come to church. I'll try to get it to praise you, Lord. Then if it don't, Lord, I'm going to let you cut it down. The old servant knows that, brother, and God bless your heart. I'm talking now. I'm going to turn this around spiritually. The old servant knows that he didn't have no right to judge nobody out and to do nothing about it. He knows that. We all know that. We've got no right to judge. Jesus is the judge. The Word of God is now your judge. So then, he says, Lord, if it don't, then I'll let you cut it down. Well, brother, the Lord holds the whole world in his hand, don't he? He holds many in his hand. And it's pitiful for many to run out here and make out like we've got authority over folks. Brother, to tell them what to do, where to go, and who's a Christian and who ain't a Christian. The Word of God tells me and you. We've got it to go by. So it says, by the fruit you shall know them. Now, all right, when he come 3 years and didn't find no fruit, he was ready to get rid of this old tree. How long has it been, friends, since you've had any fruit? Yes, how long has it been? Well, you might say, Brother Jack, I don't exactly know what you're talking about. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to show you what the fruits are. Then you'll understand what I'm talking about. He said the axe was laid at the root of the tree. Brother, it is. There's people today saying if you want, you know, saved, you're always saved. Well, what in the world is no axe doing to lay it at the root of the tree then if you're saved? God bless your heart, brother. You'll bear fruit the rest of your life if you're saved. But that ain't true. No, it ain't. God bless you. That old axe is laying at the root of a tree. And if you don't bring forth good fruit, he isn't going to cut you down. You can't tell me, friend, God bless your heart, that you're going to be a child of God all your life and you can get out here and just do any which way. No, that's one of your false prophets. That's the truth. God bless your heart today. Friend, I want you to know the Word of God is a true and man is a liar. The devil's a liar. Yes, if we don't frame the Word of God like it ought to be, I pity folks like that. Bless their heart today, friends. He says, by the fruit you shall know them. So, well, all right then, let's see what the fruit of the Spirit are. That's what we're going to do. See what the fruit of the Spirit is. Then if we see what the fruit of the Spirit is, then we'll know what to do. It's F-R-U-I-T. Ain't no S in it. You take a peach, pull it off of a tree. It's got a hub. It's got a core. It's got seeds. It's got the meat in there. Well, it takes all of that to make the peach, don't it? Well, all right, it takes all of these nine here. What? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It takes all nine of these to make the fruit of the Spirit. If you leave out one of them, you'll just be guilty of them all. That's just the way it is. All right, let's see what the person is. The person is love. Now, that's a man, brother. That's a child of God. That's a man. Brother, and it has the Spirit of God. He will have love. That ain't the kind of love that you had before you got religion. You loved your wife. You loved your family. You loved your children. But this is spiritual love. That's right, that's what it is. What is love? Let's see what that spiritual love is. Fondness. To care for or take interest in one another. What? Take interest in one another? Why ain't got time to fool with that feller over there? Well, let me tell you something, friend. If you love, if you've got the Spirit of God in you and you've got the love of God in you, you'll have patience and you'll try to help anybody. God bless your heart. I don't care where they're at. Well, I've heard people say, I wouldn't get that man out of a mud hole. No, and I wouldn't say what that man said for my life either. Because, brother, he's going to face it in judgment. All right, yeah. Take interest in one another. Delight in. Do you delight in going to church and worshiping with your brothers and sisters? Oh, no, I tell you what's the truth. They just drag around and I tell you, they go over there and the preacher preaches and they go through this rigmarole and that through rigmarole. No, what are you doing? Judging, making excuses, making fun, talking about, backbiting. That's what you're doing. You ain't bringing forth no fruit. Bless your heart if there's any love in your heart. You'll be there giving a helping hand in everything you can. That's the truth. And if the church gets in a little financial bind and you've got a little money laying up there in the bank drawing interest and you see that they need it, you'll go up there and get some of it out. No, but you're so stingy and you love the money that's working in you so much so you ain't got no love about you. I told you, by the fruit you shall know them. That's right. By the fruit you shall know. All right. To have strong effect.
Face it, potential customers don't.
Sympathy. Closeness. Yes. That's one of them. Let's see what the other one is. Joy. Pleasure and enjoyment. Satisfaction. Your mind will be at ease. Thrill. Gladness. Cheerfulness. Happiness. Joyfulness. Please. If you got any joy today, oh, are you satisfied? Is your mind at ease? Oh, no, Brother Jack, Lord, have mercy, I can't sleep at night. No, I can't. There ain't no satisfaction no more. No. Well, let me tell you one thing. The Bible says, for your joy to be full. If it ain't full, then what's wrong? He said your temple was the building. Your body was his building. If it ain't full, what is it, empty? You'd better open up them doors, brother, and let him put some joy in there, because that's what that building's for. That's right. By the fruits you shall know them. Peace. Peace is in agreement, in unity, in harmony. Be calm, peaceful, quiet, free from disturbance, spiritual content. Oh, we've got people that run from church to church. Yeah, they don't like the way this one talks. They don't like the way this one talks. This one don't see it like I see it. This one don't see it like I see it. Well, I know that. But if you'll read the Bible and see who's telling you the truth, and when you get the Spirit of God, you'll be satisfied. They won't nobody have to tell you. No, they won't. There ain't nobody have to tell you when the Spirit of God comes, bless your heart. Brother, I'm going to tell you the truth today. Ain't nobody will have to tell you you've got Holy Ghost. And I'll turn you on. Because when that love had been friends and shed abroad in your heart, bless your heart, you won't care who's there. I know you won't. Brother, the President of the United States, or your friends, who it is, bless your heart. You look at them in the face and you'll say, friends, I've got the Holy Ghost. Oh, bless your heart today. Ain't it wonderful to have a Spirit, brother? That bold make you not ashamed. You'll know it. You won't be the care afraid to tell it anywhere you go. That's the truth. That's right. Well, yes, peace. Is any peace there? Are you contented? If you've got the Holy Ghost, you're supposed to be contented. That's how we know you. These people that I thought that preacher was all right, but I don't like him. I'm going over yonder. I hear about that one. And I'm going over there. And after a while, you find out he goes over there and just eats him up a little while. He'll swallow him all but his tail. Yeah, and directly he sees he don't want him, and he'll take his tail and pull him out and go on and get him another. That's the way it is. But let me tell you something today, our man that's got the Holy Ghost, but in his spiritual and bringing forth this fruit, he is contented. God bless your heart. He won't be running from church to church. No, he won't. All right, let's see what the next one is. Long suffering. That's forbearance, forgiving, patience, coolness, calmness, enduring will pay off in due time. If you suffer long, Oh, somebody's persecuting. Oh, you're in some kind of a trouble, strain, financial, sickness, whatever it might be. And you ain't got patience to suffer through it. Why, people kill themselves. They ain't got patience and wait to live. All these things. But if you'll suffer it unto the end, whatever, brethren, is supposed to be accomplished will be accomplished if you suffer long. You have to have patience to suffer long. All right. Let's see what the next one is. Gentleness. That's meekness. Softness. Tenderness. Mild. Tame. Not harsh. Will live and let live. Easy to control. Yeah. Oh, well, do you know of anybody that you can't control? You say anything to them, they're ready to fly off the handle. And if you try to correct them and try to tell them the truth, they'll dodge you for 6 months and won't come around because they don't like you. They don't want you telling them nothing. Is that the fruit of the Spirit, friends? No, it is not. By the fruit you shall know them. I thank my God today, friends, that Jesus didn't leave us in the dark. He's given us a way to know one another. All right, let's see what the next one is. Goodness. A person of good spiritual character or reputation. Friendly, sound, will consider, agreeable, good manners, merciful, hospitality, fitness, suitable, pureness. What about that? It just boils down to a good reputation, a good name. Friendly, a man will help you in a time of need. Well, all right, let's speak a little bit there about the reputation. If you one that's always a quarreling and a fighting at home, that's your reputation. If you one that's in church that's always a contentious man, nothing don't satisfy you. The preacher can't preach to suit you. Nobody can't testify to suit you. They can't even sing to suit you. Oh, bless your heart. And friends, God bless you, after a while, people are going to learn you. And that's going to be your spiritual reputation. And if you're the type of person that gets out and backbites and whispers and talks about the people that are trying to do good, after a while that gets around, people find that out. That is your reputation. Or if your conversation wants to be about fishing, if it wants to be about hunting, if it wants to be about many things like that, but that's all you want to talk about. That gets around. That's your reputation. But a man, brother, that's got this specialist goodness about him, his delight will be in the Lord. That's right. He'll meditate day and night, and when he meets up with you, he wants to talk about the Lord. He's not interested in all these pleasures of the world, these sports and all these things, brother, which is destroying them anyone today, but you can't tell them. No, you can't. God bless your heart. They're going after it with everything they got. They come to church, brother, and sit in the church. And in their mind, they can see that man throw that ball. They can see that man hit that ball. They can see that man catch that fish. They can see that man, brother, in that coon race. All these things, God bless your heart. That's where they're at. But a man, brother, that's got that fruit about him will delight in the Lord. Let's see what the next one is. Faith. That's belief. Confidence in the ways of God and His people will not doubt. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You've got to have some faith, but you can be weak in the faith. That's right. But burn if you are. We're not supposed to trample you down and kick you around. No. If we are gentle and we've got this goodness about us, we'll burn, do everything we can to consider and be agreeable and merciful to a man like that. And we'll do all we can to help him. Let's see what the next one is. Meekness. That's gentleness, quietness, mildness, smallness, humble, lowly, good attitude of mind. good manners of spirit. Unboastful. Oh, yeah, that man don't brag on himself. No, he don't. Today, friends, I want to tell you something. You go ahead and strike up a conversation with a man. And he wants to do all the talking. He wants to brag. He wants to do... But just as quick as you can get him stop and try to tell something God's done for you that you won't tell, he ain't interested in listening to that. He's ready to go. Well, you better watch a man like that. He ain't no good. No, he ain't. But he ain't no good. Because he wants all the honor himself. All he's interested in that, that's for him. Yeah, love of himself more than love of God. But a man, but that's got this goodness about him, he's agreeable. He's willing to listen to your side too. And if there's any good things about your life that you can tell, he's willing to listen at it. All right, let's see what the next one is. Temperance. Let's see what that is. Sober. Calmness. Cool. Quiet. Not on extreme. Not excited. Not furious. Steady. Self-control. Dependable. Easy to keep in control. Workable. Oh, God bless your heart today. Brother, a man that's got temperance is a man, bless your heart, you see him today, he'll be the same as he is tomorrow. And when there's anything comes along that he can do to take a hand in the work, he's there willing to work. He ain't back off out there under a shade tree somewhere spinning his opinion and saying, look at how they're doing that. They don't know what they're doing. No, he's a man in there trying to help. He's cool. He's quiet. Yes, he is. He's not on extremes about anything. He's not excited. He's not a man that gets upset. No, he's not. But he controls his own self. You know now, they don't nobody have to run over and say, look here, sir, you better hold yourself down. No, you don't have to do that. That man is under control. He holds himself down. So that morning, friends, God bless you, are them in your life? If they're in your life this morning, friends, I want to tell you one thing. God bless you, we know it. I know it. And if they're in my life, you know it. Yes, you do this morning. So listen, friends, why don't you, God bless your heart, look at this thing this morning. And I want to tell you the truth this morning, friends, God bless you. It sure is the world. I know. It ain't the shouting you do. It ain't the name you got. I know it ain't. But it's the fruit that's in your life. And if you're not bringing forth them fruits, friends, people know it, and they know it about me. And I'm telling you this morning, that's what I'm trying to do, is to bring forth them fruits. And if I can't do it, I'll tell you what you do. You leave me alone, because that's the only way you're going to know me. That's the truth. So this morning, God, I thank God because he didn't leave us blinded. He didn't leave us in the dark. But he told us this morning what we could do. So now then, I told you last Sunday about them that of the flesh, of the devil's fruit. I told you about that. I told you today, I'm not born. A man has been born again. Yes, sir, with evidence and speaking in other tongues. But with the Spirit of God in his temple. I told you this morning how you know him. Yes, sir, I don't care how old he is. But what kind of elder he claims to be. What kind of preacher he claims to be. Oh, sir, God bless you. Brother, listen. There's fruits ain't in that man's life. According to the Bible, you don't know him. I know you don't. And that's what I'm going by. Friends, I can't help it. God bless you, my best friends. That's the truth today. If they can't claim for that fruit, friends, I'm just going to leave them where they're at. Thank you. Well, my time is up. I'll see you next Sunday. May God bless you. And let me hear from you, please. Thank you again.